And so I didn't eat that kind, but the zucchini I like, and then there's another kind that I like, and I forget what it is. But they've got a lot of different squashes now.
Cafeteria workers.
And
secretary the big drivers after they work for years.
What kinds of melons would you use?
Well, we just had plain watermelons most of the time, all cantaloupes, and then this honeydew that's come on. Now, I think most of them are shipped here. I think they're going out in California somewhere. My sister did. She loved that honeydew. And years ago, when I came home from college, I had a rash, and I went to the doctor, and who was my very, very good friend, and I told him, I said, Dr. Funnies, if I were at school, if I was still at Bernays, after I'd finished Bernays, I said, if I were at school, I'd know what's the matter with me. He said, what do you think it would be? I said, the itch. He said, Josephine, you've never had the itch. I said, the girls had it at school. I was lucky I never had it. And he said, well, you're getting too much acid. And he told me not to eat any melons. Well, since then, I eat watermelon if I'm out and it's served. I eat honeydew if I'm out and it's served. But so far, I'm buying it for myself to eat. I don't ever do it.
I love melons. My wife doesn't like them, so.
Oh, Papa loves watermelon. He just loved watermelon, cantaloupe, and of course honeydew. I don't know why the honeydews came along before Papa died. Because he died in 39, and I don't think, you know, television didn't come along until the first television set I saw was in 1948. That's the first time I saw a picture on a television set.
My parents got the first TV. 58.
Well, you know, they had it already to come out in 1930. But they were working on it, and the Depression hit them, and then the War II hit them, and they had to stop working on television and go to work on implements of war. So that's why, but my brother had a television set in 1948 when I visited him in Dayton, Ohio. That was the first time I saw one.
Who thinks that spring up out in the woods after the rain, little umbrella-shaped thing? What
would
you call them?
Toadstools.
What would you call the kind you can eat?
Mushrooms. I knew a man who went out and gathered himself. Something, yeah, he said, were mushrooms. He said he could recognize them. And that man ate a bit of those things. And he was in the hospital. And it just happened that the man, the doctor on duty at the hospital, knew what to do. And they brought him back to life. He said, Ronald, he lived next door to my sister in Asheville. And he said he would never be afraid of dying again because he had died once. He said he met his maker and he recognized him and he said he'd never be afraid of dying again.
That's an amazing experience.
It must be. Now I've read just I've seen, you know, that picture was advertised. It was going to be on about people who had one man failed. They brought him back to life. And well, that poor old friend, I believe he's going to make it.
I think so.
He's off. I heard on radio this morning that the doctors had taken him off the critical list. Oh, gee, I hope he regains the use of his legs. That's just like Wallace said.
That's a shame.
It's the same.
It's going to happen.
Maybe the Lord heal him. He's newborn and rebirth, and maybe the Lord will heal him. The Lord can do it. Now, Old Roberts is not the only one, and I didn't have to hear Old Roberts say it to believe it. Because I think if the Lord wants, somebody asked me, he said, Josephine, you think the Lord wants these men going to the moon, walking around and down the moon? I said, it's sure for sure that if he hadn't ordered them to do it, they'd have never got there. And you know, most of those men who went do believe in God. They haven't sent any infidels up there. Atheists either.